speaking to you on behalf of an amazing organization that's called Give a Shit, and it's based on a simple idea. The Dalai Lama says, and I'm paraphrasing, that if enough people take the time to simply give a shit about the world's problems, even if they don't actually do anything, but just give a shit about them, the world's problems will cease to exist. Think about that. To make a difference, all you have to do is care. No matter who you are, you have a God-given moment of solitude and contemplation at least every other day. So the next time you take a shit, I want you to give a shit. Use your precious freedom from distraction to make a real difference. Just pick something you truly care about, whatever it is. Global warming, starving kids, monkeys that are tortured in the name of science, whatever. And give a shit about it.
A lot of people are like, isn't it difficult to invest in the markets? And I'm like, not if you're using E-Trade. Making a big investment is as easy as a single click. Boom. I just bought some stocks. See? It was totally easy. Check this out. Boom. More stocks. Boom. Asset-backed securities. Boom. Credit default swaps. Boom. 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 Hell, I don't even know what half this stuff means. But thanks to E-Trade, I can... Wait. Why is this line going down?
Oh, God! Drop 400 points.
This is not happening. Dear Lord, I made a horrible, horrible mistake. Shit. It's dropping more. I want to take it back. How do I take it back?
Behaving the way they're behaving, that is a mathematical fact. This is not some opinion. This is a mathematical fact. Tens of trillions of dollars are being extracted from the United States of America. Democrats aren't doing it. Republicans are not doing it. An entire integrated system, financial system, trading system, taxing system that was created by both parties over a period of two decades is at work on our entire country right now. And we're sitting here arguing about whether we should do the $4 trillion plan that kicks the can down the road for the president for 2017 or burn the place to the ground. Both of which are reckless, irresponsible, and stupid.
Sell. Too late, it's all gone. I just lost my entire life savings. Oh god. Steph was saving me in med school.
Shit.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Ow.
Yeah. I'm gonna jump out the window now. E-Trade.
I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. I'm sorry. Just how blind will America be?
Yeah.
investment is as easy as a single click. Boom. I just bought some stocks. See? It was totally easy. Check this out. Boom. More stocks. Boom. Asset-backed securities. Boom. Credit default swaps. Boom. 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 Hell, I don't even know what half this stuff means. But thanks to E-Trade, I can... There's flying going down.
Oh God, just dropped 400 points!
This is not happening.
Dear Lord, I made a horrible, horrible mistake! Dropping more! I want to take it back! How do I f***ing take it back? Under the
sun. Hard to lose my temper and get, but I tell you what, I've been coming on TV for 3 years doing this, and the fact of the matter is that there's a refusal on both the Democratic and the Republican side of the aisle to acknowledge the mathematical problem, which is that the United States of America is being extracted. It's being extracted through banking, it's being extracted through trade, and it's being extracted through taxation. And there's not a single politician that has stepped forward, Susan, to deal with this.
But there's only one right now. It's a...
Furious George here, DJ Magarinha with me. I am taking over the boards as we do at micro-powered commercial, non-commercial radio style here with some volunteers in the studio. You want to say hey?
Good evening, everybody. Along for the ride and enjoying it.
We are going to spotlight some of the craziness going down in the markets as well as the UK riots and everything in between. So if you like what you're hearing, check it out online, wcomfm.org, or of course you can always go to... my old school station or website at furiousg.blogspot, where you can find more info about us and what we do as part of the Furious George experience. I should probably say that the show is potentially offensive to some of you weaklings in our listening audience, so you might want to turn the dial right now. For everyone else, we've got some craziness, including the stuff that's going on in London. Stick around. I'm furious.
Began to think he was coming of age when the police slapped him up against the wall and searched him, and he thought he had now had a gold star. I asked him Dalmody, apropos of a sense that something was going seriously wrong in this country. How many times have the police searched you? He said, Papa, I can't count. There's so many times.
London. If you say it did, I am not to gainsay you, but that is not an excuse to go out rioting and cause the sort of damage that we have been seeing over the last few days.
Where were you in 1981 in Brixton?
Mr.
They had I don't call it rioting, I call it an insurrection.
Of America who are kind of still teetering on the edge of discomfort with a strong and articulate black man who seems to be angry and at the same time step up and be presidential. How do you balance those two?
I think he's got to give up on the worrying about looking like the angry black man.
because maybe that's what's been holding him back the whole time. I understand the concern there, and I understand that we live in a country that has still a lot of racism, especially racism among people who don't even know that they're being racist and what they're perceiving might be racist. But you know what? You gotta pick your poisons here. If that's what has been the problem all along with Obama, and I think it is, then he's gotta throw that out the window. It can't get any worse than it is. I mean, I saw right after they made the deal, or maybe it was the day before, Obama went out there and he said, you know, I've been working with John Boehner. He's very reasonable. He says nice things about him.
Right.
And then Boehner comes out and says, well, you know, that Obama, he's a Muslim socialist out to destroy America. And, you know, he's just too nice to these people.
Mr. Howe, if I can just ask you, you are not a stranger to riots yourself, I understand, are you? You have taken part in them yourself.
I have never taken part in a single riot. I've been on demonstrations that ended up in a conflict, and have some respect for an old West Indian Negro and stop accusing me of being a rioter.
Should have been twice as big. He should have come in to office saying, we are in a crisis mode. It's 1933. I'm FDR. You voted for radical change, and here it is. He never did that. And that's the problem he finds himself in now. The Democrats are not good at running an economy. And I would say, well, a Democrat who uses Republican policies is not good at it.
Individual people.
have out there. And he's personally saved the point that Dylan was making. It's not about one guy. It's about all of them.
No, I disagree. I think Dylan is
one guy. What is one guy? What's the end of it? What would Dylan like him to do?
I would like him to go to the people of the United States of America and say, people of the United States of America, your Congress is bought. Your Congress is incapable of making legislation on health care, banking, trade, or taxes, because if they do it, they will lose their political funding and they won't do it. But I'm the President of the United States, and I will have a country that is run by a bought Congress.
It's all gone. I've just lost my entire life savings. Oh god. Steph was saving for med school.
Shit. He could put me sick. Ow!
Yeah.
So I'm not going to work with a bot Congress and try to be Mr. Big Guy. I'm working with the bot Congress. I'm going to abandon the bot Congress like Teddy Roosevelt did. And I'm going to go to the people of the United States and I'm going to say, you've got a bot Congress. And until we get rid of the bot Congress, which is Jimmy Williams' constant point, which is get the money out of politics, and until a president says that's the problem and says he's going to fix it, there is no policy that I can possibly see, no matter how brilliant your idea may be, or your idea, or my idea, or her idea, or your idea at home, is that idea will not happen as long as there is the capacity to basically fire a politician who disagrees with me by taking funding away from him. Is that a fair assessment?
Exclusive.
Yeah.
Spreading the word through your social network. Then, whenever you're giving a shit, post what you're giving a shit about to announce that right now, at this exact moment, you're doing something to make the world a little better, and your friends can too. This is how we make real change happen, by making it a part of our daily lives. People all over are shitting their way to a better tomorrow.
It was my son that got me interested in the Give a Shit movement. And now my whole office gives a shit.
I just gave my 30th shit for cervical cancer.
I give a shit about polar bears.
I give a shit about children who don't have toys.
Natural act, we can move mountains. There are billions of people in this world. Imagine what we could accomplish if each and every one of us gave a shit. We all take a shit. Now it's time to give a shit. Go to giveashit.org and sign up before your next train leaves the station.
Have seen such discord and strife here in our United States. Our stagnating economy, and what's a worse word than stagnating for a broken political system? Stink. Have cost us our AAA credit rating. But before we get too down, remember that in some still credit-worthy countries, the third A now apparently stands for arson. London is on fire! Dear God, what the hell is going on over in Britain? Please tell me the Clash reunited and they're shooting a new album cover.
Making a big investment is as easy as a single click. Boom. I just bought some stocks. See? It was totally easy. Check this out. Boom. More stocks. Boom. Asset-backed securities. Boom.
I'm being told that it's nothing.
New violence and new fires are breaking out after a weekend of mayhem.
For a third terrible night, London burns.
Riots in Britain spread. Three other cities.
It's been called the Battle for London. It's been called mindless violence.
It's been called the Hoodie Blitz. Shockingly, a right sonning Foster in the Ghoulies. The riots. The riots were sparked by a suspicious police shooting of a young man, but as they spread through London and beyond, became more rooted in proletarian rage, slash the desire for things stores normally make you pay for.
Punjabi, more cash, mommy, than Mukesh Ambani and then Neil Ambani. Yeah, that's real Armani. Yeah, that's Lanvin. You call it Lambin. You call it throwing down. I call it Lampin. I'm from Flushing, bright as a lamp, man. That's in Queens, like MC Cool Fashion. You could Google that. He down with beat nuts. We got the net wet, trying to get the street buff. See that? That's my fucking mans and shit. White boy wasted, then we write a stanza quick. Matter of fact, yo, all my boys in bands and shit. Haters mad, cause they got Costanza dicks. You know, like the show, Seinfeld. Michael Richards make my fucking mind melt. Cop a bundle of Rapunzel, do what thugs do. We just hustle ATM, EBT, MTV, BET. They call us joke rap, we kinda weed rap. We just like rap, we don't even need rap. Could get a real job, only rap weekly. I don't need rap, told you rap need me. Indian style needs Benton Dashiki. Your girl sex me, she wanna get freaky. She beat me, meet me at 12. Hit it in the shower cause it's hot as hell. My fan's broken, I don't got an AC. Say I got potential, but the kid lazy.
Stock is rising, wait, no scalp the tickets yet. Older white women say I'm very articulate. Young Obama mommy, but not Illuminati yet. They're trying to gauge if I'm tame enough to be their common pet. I'm watching Gandhi till I'm charged and eating by me. Like there was cars and I was blindy. We are not the same, I'm out swinging a salami. At any prom queen that want me. Probably even Nicki Minaj would massage me. If I got a fade and trim my beard like I was John B. Nice, finna eat more rice than Condi. Nasty, see me grace the pages of your favorite Condi Nast publication. They ask me all about my views on relations of racism. Cut out the radical shit for space, that's racist. I'm in outer space reading Frank First School treatises that curl the common man and the fetuses. Nietzsche told me that the Nas was where the genius is. Bossy chisasin like it's falafel where my penis is. Soaping with falafel like O'Reilly thought a loofah was. Hitting they chalupa up. First I get real smart, and then I stoop it up. Dropping and scoop it up. Haters is dookie butts. Groupies is kooky nuts. See me voice acting as space chimps wasted like my man Stanley Tucci does. I'm truthy blood. Fishes get mad at me. The kid is a whale. In it like a AAA battery up in the digital scale. In the kitchen with the Coca-Cola Corporation kicking it with me. PepsiCo too. The kid is a Britney. The brother's a Jitney. And others is with me. Even if I was a tree, you couldn't flip me. Don't ask me what it means. Just kiss me. Chick, please check, please.
You were rapping to you, my friend, and only you, to you. So don't ever say we never did nothing for you.
Sexy Lexi, ask what the address be. Press B, making a face. Dizzy Gillespie, applause, pause, hand me my SP. Grammy, I'm Leslie. Nielsen, you know I'm chillin'. Flow like a butterfly, call my sugar baby on my shoulders. 7 million sugar babies float away on my good looks and charm. Dick like hot like baby arm chicken farm. Release the peacekeeper, chief the peach shisha. Smoking peace pipe, riding cowboy, see ya. My Chuck E. Cheese bucks, my EBT's a Cardi's, okay. My 18-wheeler trucks, call up my Nelly parties. Call up my deli starving. What you mean my money no good here? Why? Cause I made it? Bitch, you know I made it. Shit.
You, what happened to you, my friend, and only you, to you. So don't ever say we never did nothing.
The root causes behind violence. How such rioting appeared to break out so suddenly. After a weekend of destruction, looting and arson across London, questions are being asked about the root causes. After a weekend of destruction, looting and arson across London, questions are being asked about the root causes. Why it became such a vicious, about the root causes behind it. Down.
Making a big investment is as easy as a single click. Boom. I just bought some stocks. See? It was totally easy. Check this out. Boom. More stocks. Boom. Asset-backed securities. Boom. Credit default swaps. Boom. 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 Hell, I don't even know what half this stuff means. But thanks to E-Trade, I can... Wait. Why is this line going down?
Oh, God! It just dropped 400 points!
This is not happening. Dear Lord, I made a horrible, horrible mistake!
Shit! Dropping more. I want to take it back. How do I fucking take it back? Sell.
Too late. It's all gone. I've just lost my entire life savings. Oh, God. Steph was saving for med school.
Shit. I think I'm going to be sick.
Ow.
I'm going to jump out the window now.
Looting and arson across London, questions are being asked about the root causes behind the violence, how such rioting appeared to break out so suddenly, and why it became such a vicious and destructive affair.
A fatal shooting might be some trouble. Those questions are still being asked, and certainly there were some very disturbing scenes of looting taking place many hours after the initial disturbances had begun.
Mehdi Hassan, do you agree with that? The police are often the soft target for criticism in a case like this, aren't they?
Well, they are a target for criticism. I'm not sure if they're a soft target. They can look after themselves. I think it's only natural that some of the criticisms, if not a lot of the criticisms, is going to look at the police. Well, rather than criticisms, I think questions. I think there are questions to answer definitely for the police. How can there not be when rioters are on the streets of London, when we saw on Saturday night, as the police themselves have admitted, they were caught unawares a little bit. There were not enough police officers. There were people destroying property. I think something like 8 police officers are in hospital, 26 were injured. Dozens of arrests. How can there not be questions about policing, especially when a man has died on Thursday? Mark Duggan was killed by police officers. Independent Police Complaints Commission is now looking into that, as they should. The question is, what will they come back with? There's a lot of rumours. There's a lot of talk about, you know, what went down on Thursday in regard to this man being intercepted by police in his minicab. Was he armed? Did he fire a shot? Did the police assassinate him in an extrajudicial killing, as some have suggested? This has to be resolved, because this is
This is at the core. The Deputy Prime Minister saying there's absolutely no link with the shooting.
Are on the street. streets of London when we saw on Saturday night, as the police themselves have admitted, they were simply, they were caught unawares a little bit. There were not enough police officers. There were people destroying property. I think something like 8 police officers are in hospital, 26 were injured, dozens of arrests. How can there not be questions about policing, especially when a man has died on Thursday? Mark Duggan was killed by police officers. Independent Police Complaints Commission is now looking into that, as they should. The question is, what will they come back with? There's a lot.
My sound recordings plunge into the depth of our bedroom dreams. So, sounds.
Become radio. I'm Furious George. Stick around, Bodacious Bass. Next. Ever heard of Sibonac? Should have, because Micropower Radio is all about homegrown stuff. Spell that backwards. I'm Furious. I'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. This has been a production of the Furious George / DJ Magrin Experience. DJ Grizz is coming up.
DJ Grizz is
you know what's
up.
Going on.
You know what's going on.
I'll be back next week.
I'll be back.
WCOM Radio.
I'll be back.
Furious. 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 Furious.